Jason and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Maggie from Worcester joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning.
Maggie's going to tell us about this thing that she's involved with, and I know you'd like at least one of these things.
Go on.
Canines for kids. Kids,
yes,
maybe not so much.
One of them, yes.
So tell us about Canines for Kids. What do they do? What do you do?
So it's funny because I have kids and love kids and was a teacher, but now I work with the Canines part too, and we provide scholarships to teams of kids and dogs who would benefit from working together, so service dogs.
Do you help train the service dogs for the kids' specific needs or just have them around so that everybody feels better?
So we actually don't have any dogs. We help families navigate the process of identifying the right training program for them, because we are a national company, actually, and all over the country there's different training organizations that train for specific disabilities. So if you're in Utah, you might ultimately want to match with a training program closer to the Northeast, but you might not know about them. So we have one person on our team who works with families a lot to just identify a good training organization for them.
That must be amazing to see.
It's really overwhelming, I think.
To see a kid, a disabled kid, get teamed up with a dog and to see that relationship build. That must be pretty rewarding.
Yeah, it's really, really incredible. It's a very long process and an expensive process for families. So it can be very daunting at the beginning because you can identify that, oh, a service dog would be helpful, but then it's a journey to get to the partnership point. But then my boss also travels around, and when the team, for instance, starts attending school together, she will go to the school, maybe in Colorado, maybe in North Carolina, and help assist, because it takes the whole team of the whole school building and community to support the service dog and partner.
How intensive is service dog training? Because I've seen some incredible stuff online where the dogs like can tell that you're about to have a meltdown or have
a seizure
before you even know it.
Low blood sugar,
yeah,
all of it.
It's really amazing what dogs can do. Even for people who are diabetic, for instance, they can sense the insulin levels and alert people before they have a big crash. They can fetch things and help people with mobility issues. It's so many things that dogs can do. It's really, really incredible.
So how can people get involved with Canines for Kids? What can they do to help out?
Our biggest fundraiser we're gearing up for right now, it's called Over the Edge. It's happening November 16th, and people rappel 10 stories off of a building in downtown Worcester.
What day is it?
Really, November 16th. It's a Saturday, but we also have the Ropes volunteers who are up on the roof helping people go over train on the 15th. So sometimes we need special guests to come on the 15th to go over and help people practice and learn how to do the roping and stuff.
I'll be there.
I would love that. I would be so excited.
Yeah, I do it every year for the Special Olympics here in Boston. So I'll
Awesome.
I'm looking at all the information right now. If you go to caninesforkids.org, caninesforkids.org, make sure you put that S on there, caninesforkids.org, and click on the events, and then there's a calendar there, and it has listed Over the Edge for November 15th and 16th, which is Friday and Saturday, as you just mentioned, and you're going to rappel 9 stories down the Mercantile Center in downtown Worcester to support Canines for Disabled Kids.
That's so cool. I've never rappelled down the side of a building. What's it like?
It's wild, and it never gets any easier, at least for me anyway.
I would love it.
And the weather can impact it too. The rappel can change year to year just by the weather.
Does the Mission Impossible theme just play in your head as you're doing it?
Kind of. And I really, because the one that I do here is down the Hyatt downtown, and you're going right by people's rooms, like right by their windows.
Yeah.
And it's just like every once in a while somebody's peeking out at you, or somebody's cleaning the room, or cleaning the window.
Do they hand you some soap and a squeegee while you're going by?
The windows aren't
open. Well, this is awesome. We really appreciate you calling in and sharing this story, Maggie. And you and Canines for Kids are now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you so much for your time. We're thrilled to be talking to you today. Thank you.
And if anybody wants to find out more, again, it's caninesforkids.org. Have a great day, Maggie.
You too. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
And we'd love to have you be a part of our Good Vibe Tribe. If you're involved with a cool organization that has to do with little pups, we're in.
If you just did something cool.
Mm-hmm.
Remember to put the laundry from the washer into the dryer and not have to wash it again.
Yes. So, you made the bed this morning.
No.
No.
I sure didn't.
No, you didn't.
I try really hard to make it every morning, and right. Today just, nope, didn't happen.
Yeah, we want to celebrate you inside the Good Vibe Tribe, whatever it is. 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number to tell us about it. Again, 617-931-1234.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.